Welcome to the Tinglecast podcast. It's your host, Kyle Brown, and today's topic is ASMR. It is currently November 29th, and we are here in the Tinglecast studio at Parkway South Middle School for a few interviews. With us to explain this unusual way of making noise is Manuel Gavronsky, our resident ASMR expert.
Thank you for introducing me, Kyle.
ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response,
is an unusual phenomenon caused by certain noises or triggers. It's described as a tingling sensation in your forehead. It's had a surge of popularity in recent years. There are many YouTube channels for it, and it could be therapeutic, and it can help some people relax or fall asleep. Today we have Tegan with us. Okay, Tegan, have you listened to ASMR before?
Yes, I have.
What's your opinion about ASMR?
Some of it can be really satisfying, but also some of it can be very, very weird.
What kind of ASMR do you listen to?
I listen to honeycomb and slime ASMR.
When did you start listening to ASMR?
About a month ago.
Today we have another student with us, Martin. Have you ever listened to ASMR before?
Yes, sir.
What's your opinion about it?
It calms my ears and makes me feel good about myself.
We're going to show you a clip, and then we'll ask your opinion again.
Okay, here's the first one. Okay, what's your opinion about that? How did that make you feel?
Did it give you the tingles?
Yes, like, I be shaking sometimes. No,
in the spot. Today we have our assistant principal with us, Mr. McQuarrie. Have you ever listened to ASMR before?
No, I haven't.
We're going to have you listen to a clip.
Is that somebody breathing? Snoring?
No, it's some makeup brushes.
Yeah.
Makeup brushes. So that sounded like somebody snoring or sleeping.
It's supposed to help you go to sleep.
It was soothing. It was soothing to me.
Because so you enjoyed this version of it then?
I enjoyed that version. It reminded me either of like an ocean breeze or... I definitely didn't think it was makeup brushes, but it was soothing.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Yeah, you bet.
Today we have our principal with us. Have you ever listened to ASMR before?
No. I have no idea what you're going to make me listen to.
Okay. So we're going to make you listen to two clips and we'll see your reaction.
There's the first one.
Gross.
Here's the second one. Okay, there's the second one.
Okay.
So, what's your opinion about that?
The first one.
The first one disgusted me. It sounded like someone chewing nastily.
It's called, this is a... wet mouth sounds video.
Oh, yes! That is exactly what it sounded like. That was awful. Awful.
Okay, what about the second one?
The second one, what do you think the second one was?
The second one kind of sounded like someone's, like, legs wearing corduroy. It was like a swishing sound or even like a sweeping sound, and that one was kind of soothing. That one didn't repulse me.
She was actually brushing a mic with makeup brushes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that was fine. That didn't bother me at all. That was nice. The first one was disgusting.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mr. McQuarrie said the same thing.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. So what does ASMR stand for?
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
It's supposed to be characterized by a tingling sensation behind your forehead.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you listen to it long enough.
Okay, interesting. All right, yeah, so I was grossed.
Okay, with us today is Alex Kasten as he leads us in a conclusionary discussion.
So how do you guys personally feel about ASMR?
I feel like there's two sides to it. There's a really good side, like a really like soothing side.
Therapeutic.
But there's another side where it's kind of like weird and it's like... and it's not soothing, it's more weird.
I feel like the basic, like, just the brushing noises, that was, like, fine, because...
Yeah.
And then the wet noises were just, like, I mean, even Mrs. Rogers described them as repulsive and disgusting, and our teacher was describing them as making her want to throw up.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of weird that people make these videos, people watch those videos and actually enjoy them.
Yeah.
One video even had like 20 million views.
So how do you guys feel about the two clips that we showed today?
Well, I think I definitely chose a very thought-provoking one with that wet ASMR. And I wanted to see how they would react to something very different like that, as well as something simple and not
soothing.
Repulsive.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
many of them described wet ASMR to be.
So it kind of depends on the which side you're...
There's like a level to it.
Yeah there's different...
Of intensity.
There's a scale.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, to finish off today's podcast, we're going to have a couple of our interviewees take their attempt at ASMR.
Yes.